Well, it was great as we heard from Jane just how great God is and how He can transform some of these life. And as we close our service, I just want to share a few verses with you. And the verses are an invitation for you. And maybe somebody handed you an invitation and said, "Hey, I'd love you to come along on Sunday to Hamilton Road, and that's why you're here." Or maybe somebody on Facebook has sent you an invitation to come here, or there's all sorts of invitations that we can receive. And this invitation that we're going to look at comes directly from the mouth of Jesus, and it's for each and every one of us here. And it's from the words in Matthew 11, verse 28, and it says it up here on the screen. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And there are simply three very simple thoughts that I would love just to share with you this evening. Firstly, it's an invitation for all. This is an invitation for everybody. It isn't just an invitation for the great and the good. It isn't a VIP lesson. It isn't for a select group of friends only. This is an invitation for everybody. It's an invitation for anyone, anywhere, at any time in history. And it's an invitation where Jesus is saying to come. While he originally said it nearly 2,000 years ago, I believe, and the Bible believes, that it's relevant for all of us here at Hamilton Road on a lovely, warm summer's evening. I wonder, as we often get a lot of invitations, what have you done with this invitation from Christ to come? All you who are weary and heavy laden, and to have rest. What have you, some of you, remember I said, "Yeah, I really want that." And we heard from Jane earlier that she said, "Yeah, I want that rest. I want to have it." And she received it. So it's an invitation for all. Secondly, it's also an invitation to come just as you are. And that's what I really love about the invitation of Christ. It's an invitation where you don't have to dress up, where you don't have to put on a mask. You don't have to pretend that you have your life all sorted. It's an invitation just to come as you are. You don't have to be a certain kind of person from a certain family at all. It's an invitation just to come as you are. And look at what he says here. "Come, all you who are weary and heavy laden." Jesus invites people to come for him with all of their baggage and all of their background and all of their brokenness. Notice what he doesn't say here. He isn't saying, "You can sort your life out and then come to me." He isn't saying, "You have to understand everything of who I am and of what Christianity is, and then you can come." He isn't saying, "You have to sort your family life out, or your work life out, or your relationships out." He's saying, "Come with all of your baggage, all of your background, and all of those heavy loads that you are carrying." He tries to come weary and heavy laden. Some translations say, are you tired of carrying that heavy load? I wonder, as you come here to Hamelin Road, have you walked in and you're tired of carrying a heavy load of your army? Are you that weary and heavy laden? Maybe you're young and you've just finished your exams and you're weary and you're heavy laden and you're not looking forward to August. Jesus hates to come. I was where you are. I know what it's like, and Jesus says to come. Maybe in recent weeks you have lost your job and you're weary and you aren't sure about how you're going to make any of those payments, and you're worried about life and what it holds. Jesus says to come weary and heavy laden, and he will give you rest. Maybe you've also walked in here and you've got a lot of feelings of guilt from some of the things that you may have done in the past. And whenever you lie at home and you're just sitting there on your own, you just feel guilty and you just feel weighed down by the hurt that you have caused others or that others have caused you. Maybe you're feeling weary and heavy laden from a sin issue in your life. And what that is just a way of living for yourself rather than living for God. And this can be anything, large or small, that just constantly wears away at you, and you're weary of getting trapped in the same way, living over and over again. The call and the invitation of Jesus is to come to him weary and heavy laden. And as we follow the life of Christ through the New Testament, we see this invitation goes out to all sorts of people there as well. We see him as he has a conversation with a woman at the well who has a colourful history, to say the least. And he says, come, drink of the water that I offer, and you will never thirst again. Jesus gives that offer of new life to the woman at the well. Jesus said that tax collectors and nobody in Bible times really liked these guys as they stole off him. And he said to come follow me. He called Zacchaeus out of a tree and he said, come, I will go and eat at your house. Jesus says, come to all sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds. He said to those who were unclean, who were lepers, who were considered a social outcast, he said, come and find healing in me. A sign of the inward healing that Jesus was also offering. Even on the cross, as he hung there in agony, in pain, as all of his friends left him and rejected him. He's hanging on a cross and he said to a criminal on one of the side, come, find forgiveness in the 11th hour of your life. I know what you have done in your life. I know the crimes that you have committed, yet if you confess who I am, if you come and seek forgiveness, today you will be with me in paradise. He said to the little children as well, come on to me. So from young to old, he also had the Pharisees, and there was a man called Nicodemus who was a Pharisee. He came and asked them a lot of questions as well, and the call was to come. It didn't matter who Jesus encountered in this life, his call was always the same. It was always to come to him. And then later on in the New Testament, we see thousands giving their life to Christ and saying, yeah, I want to follow him. I want to be a little Christ. I want to come after him. I want to pick up my cross and to follow him. Paul, who used to torture Christians, who used to persecute them, Jesus said, come, leave that old way of living and come and be my messenger. Be the greatest missionary that the world has ever seen. So I wonder, as we've all arrived in here from a range of different backgrounds, from a range of different weeks, with a range of stories ourselves, the invitation of Jesus is to come as you are. You don't need to clean your life up first. You don't need to act a certain way or dress a certain way or know the certain words that you have to say. It's an invitation for all, and it's an invitation to come just as you are. And then lastly, it's a promise, and it's an invitation to come and to be transformed. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is an invitation to come and to be transformed. And while God calls you to come just as you are, he doesn't want to leave you that way. He wants to transform you. He wants to give you a new life in him. He wants you to gradually become more like his son. He wants you to leave your old way of living and to live a new way of following him. He says, come and to be transformed, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. And only Jesus can do this. Only he can transform our hearts. And it's an offer to find rest. It's an offer to be transformed and to find rest in life. And in the world around us, many of us are looking for rest in a whole lot of places. And I believe that our hearts will be restless until they find rest in God. And some of the other places where we make look for our rest is money, so that we can have things that we can enjoy and that we can see that they might satisfy us, that they would offer us joy and peace. But as we know from looking at the lives of celebrities around the world and of your friends, family, who maybe have all the money that they could ever hope for, rest doesn't come with money. Maybe we're looking on various websites for our rest and for our satisfaction as well. Maybe we think just one more video, just one more image, and then I'll be ultimately satisfied, and then I will be able to leave that behind. Although we know that the reality is that we get deeper into these things, the less and less rest that we have, and the more weary and heavy laden we are. Or maybe you're looking for rest in another night with the lads or with the girls, and you think that the rest will be found in another pint or another shot or another whatever, and yet it doesn't bring ultimate satisfaction, as many are able to share. And as I said earlier, the claim of Christ and the claim of the Bible and the claim that I would share with you is that nothing in this world will be able to satisfy you and to offer you the rest that you are looking for. It isn't found in anything, but rest is found in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Only he will offer you the rest that you have been longing for. Only he will allow you to come as you are and to be transformed. And we all come. I came to him with my burden of sin and shame. We heard earlier from Jane, who came with her burden as well. And we all come with our own sin and various ways that we have lived life our way rather than God's way. The way that we have had the crown on our lives rather than living for the crown of Christ. And we on our own can't make the transition that is required. We can't work our way back up to God. We can't overnight just turn over a new leaf in and of ourselves. But the really good news this evening is that Jesus has made a way for all of us. And it's an amazing invitation for all of us. And so that you can come to him and find the rest that your soul has been longing for. Maybe you think, but you don't know my life. You don't know what I've done or what I have been through. Well, listen again to the words. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. God's grace will abound in your life. And then 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, behold, the old is gone, the new has come. And as we come, as we sing our final songs there, I would just urge you to think about the grace of God and think about what Christ is offering you, and to think about reaching out and saying, yes, I want that. I come in seeking forgiveness from you and wanting to live my life for you. I wonder, will you come and will you say yes to the invitation that Christ is offering you? Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this invitation of Christ to come. Father, we thank you that's an invitation for all. Father, we thank you that's an invitation to come as we are. And Father, thank you it's an invitation that we can come and that we can be transformed. Father, we thank you for Jane, who has shared how she has come and she has experienced this transformation in her own life. And Father, I pray that you would help us as we all consider our lives, to consider what we have done with this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.